So I recently finished the Philip Pullman trilogy called His Dark Materials. It contains, let's see, The Golden Compass, The Subtle Knife, and The Amber Spyglass. The reason I ordered this book is because I saw the movie, and I didn't like the movie very much when it came out, but I was curious to see what the book was like, and this way I was able to get all three in a single volume, even though they only made one movie. What I particularly didn't like about the movie was that the main character, Lyra, it felt like things were just being handed to her throughout the movie. Whenever she got in trouble, she was rescued. She was given the alethiometer so she can divine the future and get the answer to any question. And I don't know. And after reading the book, I can see the book is a lot better, and they changed some things in the movie. I did like having Nicole Kidman play Mrs. Coulter, and the actor who played Roger was very good too. I liked that casting. Anyway, the book, I'm not going to review it because there's just too much. But I will say a couple observations. First of all, and I guess this will only be meaningful if you've read it, Lyra was ish. There was a prophecy or something about her. Two things. One, that she would do an act of great betrayal, and also that she would fall into temptation or whatever. And I don't feel that either of those two things really counted. Betrayal, yeah, she did not betray anyone. Temptation, in order to be tempted, you need to be aware that you're doing something which is against the rules, or even that you're just doing something, and that was not the case. And there were some other things I wanted to say about it. Can't really think of anything. There are a lot of really good discussion points. The physicist in the book, I think her name was Dr. Mary Malone. I liked the parts with her better than some of the other parts of the book, in fact. But it seemed as if her story didn't really fit in the book. It was like some other story was being told, and the author just decided to somehow integrate it into the book. And her character also never really, I never really felt that she lived in the same world as the other characters, and they didn't interact. I mean, they interacted, but it always seemed kind of forced to me. So that's all I have to say about that. If you have any questions about it, you can, I don't know, leave a comment. I'm not quite sure how comments work on Audioboo because I haven't received any yet, haven't left any. And I guess in conclusion, I'll just say I recommend the book. I recommend the trilogy. The first book, pretty good, a little hard to get through. Second book, better. And the third book, I just sailed through that. It took me about 30 days to get through the whole trilogy. Okay, bye.